Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
So from tonight, night one of the election campaign, we're kicking off a series of conversations with Stephen O'Doherty over the next 5 weeks on Open House. Stephen is a former politician himself, the CEO of Christian Schools Australia and chairman of Hope Media, the parent company that gives you Open House. Stephen is a keen an insightful observer of both the politicians themselves and the issues that matter. I actually think there's no one I know who's better placed to connect an election campaign with our great Open House community. And of course, we're after your thoughts as the campaign launches. After we chat with Stephen, we'll open up the lines for you, 1300 40 20 20. And the question is quick and straight to the point, Rudd or Abbott and why? Join the Open House conversation. In fact, ring now, 1300 40 20 20. In Mr. Rudd's words, who do you trust? Do you believe that we're in an economic transition, as he says, or a budget freefall, as Tony Abbott says? Do you believe the call from Mr. Rudd for an end to the old negative politics and negative campaign ads? Have you changed your vote since he became PM? Are you swayed by the fact that, as he said, we've seen all his highs and lows, that Australians know him well, warts and all? Do you want more leaders' debates through the campaign? There's a question. Do you want more of them or less? So give us a call, 1300 40 20 20 right now. Stephen O'Doherty, welcome to Open House.
G'day, Lee. It's great to be here.
Welcome back, and it's always wonderful to see you. Thanks so much for your commitment to coming in over the next 5 weeks.
You're welcome.
Your initial responses to the way both leaders kicked off the campaign this afternoon, Stephen. First, Kevin Rudd, what did you make of what he had to say?
Predictable. He's got to attack the positive image. He's got to say that you need positivity, and he's contrasting that with what has been a very negative 3.5 years by the opposition, it has to be said. It's been a dreadful parliament. It's been characterised by negativity, and Tony Abbott has played a negative game. He's done it to great effect. It's got him to the stage where he's at now, and where, in fact, the latest poll, the first poll Channel 7 has taken after today's announcement, showed he was now in front of Kevin Rudd as the preferred PM by a narrow margin. So what Kevin Rudd said was predictable in a way. It was very interesting. He's going to pitch his campaign at the new way. A New Way is their three-word campaign slogan. He criticised three-word campaign slogans, by the way.
That's a good point, actually.
A New Way. And we have to put behind the old politics of the past. They won't work, says Kevin Rudd. And I think that we're going to see more of, at least his strategists will be hoping, that he shows more of the campaign style that he adopted when he was the leader of the opposition and won the campaign all those years ago. It seems like so many years ago.
I know. What a lot's happened since then.
Because he was projecting this new way, this third way, this the sort of language that New Labour adopted in the United Kingdom, for instance, or which Barack Obama represented in bringing the Democrats back to the White House.
Tony Abbott, what do you make of his initial pitch?
Yeah, once again, very predictable. And he's got this style that he's adopted in recent times of talking straight down the barrel. Yes. I want to begin my address by talking directly to the Australian people, he says. As if, you know, he hasn't had enough airtime in the last 3.5 years. But it's, you know, let's put aside all of these other... I don't have to be mediated by journalists, he's saying. I just want to talk straight to you.
It's probably smart.
And what I need to say to you is, it's our positive plan. So there's that word positive again. They're both promising positivity.
Yes.
Versus, says Tony Abbott, versus more of the same. And he ends his pitch with, do you actually want three more years like the last six? So it boils down in the end to a campaign for its time. I just couldn't help thinking this is Gough Whitlam reborn in a way.
Yeah.
And it was always going to be that campaign from Tony Abbott. It would never be anything else. In fact, you're so close on many of the major policies now that it really is about the two leaders, and it really is about, you know, the last 6 years have been dreadful. It's our chance to make a change. And Abbott had a very clever line, at last the choice is yours.
Yes.
Not the faceless men, at last the choice is yours, yeah. Australian people.
How smart is it, do you think, for Rudd to flick the switch to the personal, that he's a much stronger person, as he said this afternoon, for all the highs and lows we've all seen him experience over the last few years? It was an interesting tactic.
It was funny. I thought there was a tear there at one stage, as a matter of fact.
I thought the same, a bit of a sniff.
There was a choke. Mm. Because he was suddenly struck by the reality that one of the last occasions where he stood there in that Prime Minister's courtyard was when he had just been deposed. And we all lived through that dreadful press conference. Just at a human level, it was awful.
Yeah.
So, yes, you know me, he says. I am a known quantity. That's a bit dangerous, though, because there's plenty of stuff on the record, which I've no doubt the Coalition will bring out during the campaign, about his own former Cabinet colleagues talking about what it was like under Kevin Rudd, PM, Chairman of the Cabinet. You know, it was a dreadful time. The public service was run off its feet to the point where public process in Australia became almost dysfunctional.
Yeah.
So he's got to put that to bed by saying that, look, you know me, here it is, but I've got this new way now.
Stephen, we might take a couple of calls. Love Tanya's to. Rung in from Kurrajong. Hi, Tanya.
Hi.
Thanks very much for calling. What's your take on today's
announcement? Well, my take is it shouldn't be down to personalities, and it's not a personality vote. These are people that are going to run our country, and they have a party behind them. Kevin Rudd is about Kevin Rudd. Tony Abbott at least has a little bit more, well, as a Christian, I would use the word morality be behind him. And if you're going to compare policies and look at the history of the Labor Party, I mean, I don't think you can go past the Liberal Party.
Tanya, it's very interesting that you raise that issue about morality and Christian beliefs. Kevin Rudd is a Christian. There's no doubt about that in my mind. I know that personally to be true. Tony Abbott, we well know his Catholicism and his belief in God and what his faith is about, and he's been very open about that also. So it's interesting for Christians to judge both men in that respect, or at least to look at them. What was behind your thinking when you said that you felt he was a bit more moral?
Yeah, I think it's based on that declaration of faith. And yeah, a plug for Roy Williams later in the program.
Yeah.
In God They Trust, he's written a book about our 23 prime ministers. And it's a surprising revelation how much faith has played a part in that.
Yes, I imagine that voters like Tanya are reflecting on some of the issues around abortion and so on, that where Tony Abbott has taken a very particularly... a line particularly attuned with that of the Catholic Church.
Catherine's rung in from Ramsgate. Hi, Catherine.
Good evening, Lee. How are you?
Yeah, fine, thanks. And Stephen's here. What would you like to say?
Well, I have to say that I've always liked Kevin Rudd, you know, right from the beginning when it looked like he would be heading towards Prime Minister, you know, back in the early 2000s. And I didn't like Julia Rudd because of the way she, you know, betrayed him. And I was very pleased when he got back in a few weeks ago. But I have to say now that I definitely will not be voting Labor, because I think the policy to send asylum seekers to Papua New Guinea is just so heartless and so cruel.
That's interesting.
That I really feel that the government, in my opinion, my humble opinion, could lose the election over it. And I'm not a political opinion, but I'm not a political person really, but I just feel that... that could be the case.
Your vote counts, though, Catherine. Thanks so much for calling. Joanne has called in from Adelaide. Hi, Joanne.
Oh, hi, Lee. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And Stephen's here. What would you like to say?
I just wanted to say that I honour Tony Abbott for his stand against gay marriage. I honour him for, you know, openly saying that he believes in God. I feel sorry that Kevin Rudd has changed his mind. I know America and England and New Zealand have now got gay marriage, and by doing that have blatantly and openly ripped the laws of God of marriage to pieces. And I honour him for standing on that, and I believe he's a genuine man. I feel there's been a lot of pressure on him to move on that issue, but he has not. And I feel like with Kevin Rudd, what does it profit a man if you gain the whole world but you lose your soul?
That is very interesting, isn't it? That it was that change, and it was one of the issues that he, I think in a sense, he felt he had to politically put to bed before he reassumed the leadership. It was a very strategic move that he made on that.
Yes, indeed.
Albeit he said that he'd examined his conscience, and he has a story to tell about why he's changed his
opinion. It was quite a story, too.
Yeah, it was quite a story.
Almost an exegesis
on
it. John has called in from North Ryde in Sydney. Hi, John.
Hi there.
Hi. Thanks for ringing. What would you like to say?
Look, I'd like to hear some of their faith journey of the leaders.
Okay.
Some of their real personalities coming through and not just hiding behind policies all the time.
You want real people,
we
not
want
just
real
politicians.
People, yeah. Yeah. And some of the struggles that they have in political life coming through. And
John, you're absolutely right about that. Speaking as as someone who was there as a former state member of parliament, you've come to understand that one of the last things you can actually show and get away with it easily is any sort of weakness in the public eye. Except that I think the electorate really responds to that.
I totally agree.
And that's
totally
what John's
agree.
Telling us, I think.
Yeah. John, thanks very much for your call. Stephen, Laura made this point that this is the first election we've known in the frenzy of what is today's social media. You've got Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Kevin Rudd and Therese were up tonight on Instagram.
Well, what was very interesting, if you're watching the Sky News coverage this afternoon, as Australia was, in fact, they were even tracking his plane. I mean, really.
Got to talk about something, mate.
Oh, mate. By the time he'd left, he was driving from Government House, Yarralumla, back to Parliament House to announce the thing. Nonetheless, he had already emailed his supporters, and that email was read out on air. So his supporters on social media were the first who knew the actual date, apart from the Governor-General. And he followed that up with, and can you kick in 50 cents for our campaign?
Yes.
And then up to $10, I notice, in his announcement. But what's going on here, Lee, is that he's hired guys who were involved in the Obama social media campaign.
That's amazing.
This will be the most Twitter-led, Twitter-fed election in Australia's history.
Get ready for it. I'd like to talk about issues with you. First, take us through some of the key issues you think that will be dominating their campaign. Mm. They're pretty well established already, aren't they?
You'd want to hope that it's the economy. Both of them talked about the economy. We haven't heard a lot about the coalition's plans for the economy, except that, hasten to add, cut the carbon tax, trim the company tax when it's necessary, and some of those sorts of things. That presents a problem for him. He's always been planning to campaign on fiscal responsibility. You could hear it from day one. It was about fiscal responsibility. And he was hoping to go up against Julia Gillard. But against Kevin Rudd, it's not going to be quite so easy. So as far as Labor is concerned, it's now challenging him to say how he's going to fund what they say are $70 billion worth of cuts that he plans to bring in to the public service and to other things. Schools, they're very close together now that the coalition has embraced the Gonski report, which, by the way, is a very good thing. But they're close together on that. Hospitals and the NBN, there are some differences in approach, certainly, to the NBN. Disability care, they're both together on that. It was only Tony Abbott who mentioned asylum seekers today. And I think from a Christian perspective, that's one of those issues where, as one of our callers earlier was saying, we want to find out exactly what they think about that. I am, quite frankly, disgusted and disappointed by the way in which that argument has been prosecuted. Who's going to be the toughest on asylum seekers? For goodness sake, Australia is one of the greatest nations on earth. It needs to be one of the most compassionate. And we're displaying none of that from our political leaders.
The Catholic thinker Father Frank Brennan was on the ABC this morning criticising both sides of politics. He's a personal friend of Kevin Rudd's for the race to the bottom on that.
Yeah.
William has called in from Sydney. Hi, William.
Hi, Lee. How are you going?
Fine, thanks. What would you like to say, William?
I want to talk about the election.
Yeah.
I'm favouring Kevin Rudd.
Why is that?
Because he seems to me a more passionate man, and he's a. We need someone that's going to be driven by God. You know, it's going to face. You know, do things what God wants to do, not what they want to do. You know what I mean?
Tony Abbott would say the same about himself and his own faith, I suppose.
But Kevin, Tony Abbott, to me, he's always been a very, very rude and arrogant man.
Okay, that's perception.
We need someone that's going to speak properly, you know.
Okay, William, thanks very much for your call. Faye's called in from South Australia. Hi, Faye.
Yes, good evening, boys. How are you going?
Fine, thanks.
The reason Tony Abbott is my choice, and the reason for that is because I look at the policies of both sides and not just the personalities aligned.
Yes, good for you.
I voted Labor all my working life. But I've found that since Kevin Rudd has come back into the prime ministership, things just don't seem to be stable. And while I never used to vote Liberal before, but I would like to see more stability. And I don't like the cruelty of the asylum seekers policy, though they do have to do something about the infrastructure as to where they take them to and so on.
And the people smugglers, yeah. Thanks, Faye, very much for your call. Stephen, over the next 5 weeks, give us some guidance on how we should be judging the relative merits of the leaders, of the issues, all the claims and counterclaims.
Christians need to think very carefully about their vote. Everybody does, but as Christians, we want to not be swayed by the kinds of things that might appeal to the world, you know, personal greed and anger. And there's been so much anger and disunity within our country over the last 3.5 years. This hung parliament has been disastrous
yes.
for the tone of the public debate in Australia. So one of the things I think we want to be actually demanding is a gentler polity, as some have said. They're both out there this morning, or this afternoon, being as gentle and positive as they can, but the fact is they both have been responsible for some very divisive, not only words, but actions
yeah.
in the last few years. And I'm with Faye, our last caller, who touched on that. We ought to be asking them about questions about alleviating poverty in Australia, about playing our role in our region around the world to help those people who are less fortunate than us. It won't be an election, I suspect, where we talk about foreign aid, but it ought to be.
Yeah.
So let's, over the next 5 weeks on this program, think about some of those issues.
Great stuff. Colin's called in from Pennant Hills in Sydney. Hi, Colin.
Hi, Lee. How you going?
Yeah, fine. Thanks. Thanks very much for your call. Stephen's here as well. What would you like to say?
Oh, I just wanted to say one thing. I'm not sure if you caught the Greens press conference.
Yes.
After Kevin Rudd's conference.
Yes. Yep.
Very interesting that they pitched themselves as a compassionate party.
Yes, they did. It's not a society. It's not an economy. It's a society, I think, yeah. was the quote.
Yeah, and they tried to distance themselves from the two major parties, in particular from asylum seekers and those sort of issues. So just from a Christian perspective, I just thought it was really interesting, an alternative, basically. However, they didn't put some of their other policies that traditional Christians possibly would be against.
That's right, too.
Colin, I'm glad you said that, because there's so much that's commendable about what they're talking about, but Christians find it hard, I think, to reconcile some of their other policies, which are decidedly anti-Christian. For example, in the world that I work in, Christian schools, they're anti-funding for Christian schools. So it's very difficult to reconcile that with some of the things that they're saying. But they certainly asked questions today that need to be answered. I agree with you.
Colin, thanks very much for your call. And Stephen O'Doherty, thank you so much for coming
in. It's been great.
This conversation has demonstrated why it's going to be great to have you in each of the 5 weeks leading up to September 7, yeah. Election Day 2013. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lee.
We'll see you next week. Stephen O'Doherty, Christian Schools Australia CEO and Chairman of Hope Media.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.